And good afternoon and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Laurent Landis, and the late Patty Fink is running very late. We got our regular call, but this time she's stuck in traffic. She's not just late. We all believe it. So, Patty, if you're listening, we believe that you're really stuck in traffic.
We believe you,
Patty. Yeah, we believe you. We believe you. Our guest today is Candy Markham, community counselor who's been with us every pledge drive for several years now.
Many years. Real early ones at 7 a.m.
That's right. We sincerely appreciate it.
Sunday's not a problem. We started her on when we were on Wednesday mornings, so that when we moved, she'd go, oh, this is delightful.
No, see, I started on Sunday.
Oh, you did start on Sunday. Oh, you've been even longer.
I've been here since the earth cooled.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to talk some marriage stuff with Candy because people who get married need counseling.
Sure.
Pre and counseling. After.
And during.
But before we do, it's Pledge Drive.
It's a lifeline commitment.
It is Pledge Drive, and we need you to give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We did real well last Pledge Drive. We were well above our goal. This time, not so much. And you know what? Last time's pledge doesn't count toward this time's pledge.
I was wondering, we don't have it.
It's not annual. It's quarterly.
Yeah.
So give us a call, 972-647-1893, and support community radio that's been here supporting the community since 1983.
Yeah.
So we're coming up on 33.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or 32. 32nd anniversary. Oh, Patty is actually...
Yay!
She made it. She was stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic. Yeah, we believe that. It was just the excuse of the week. It's okay. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Josh is standing by. Chris is standing by. Doc is standing by. Lambda Weekly was the first media available to the gay and lesbian community in North Texas. And it wasn't us who did it. It was KNON who came to Dallas Gay Alliance, which is what it was known at the time, and said, could you do a show for us? And it was Bill Nelson, Nelson Thibodeau Clinic fame. Bill Nelson said, sure. Had no idea what to do, but put together a show. And we took it over a few years later. Actually, he left about a year later. He ran for city council, and hosts changed a little bit until the three of us. We've been here
together for 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah, well, we put it together. The number of years of experience that the three of us have on the air is close to 60 years of experience.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That could be good. Like you by yourself.
Uh-huh. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We got some very good pledges last time. We're getting close to our goal. We're $14,385 or something like that away from our goal right now. I can't read that tiny letter, those tiny letters all the way.
14,310.
14,310. And we're
it's an
actually.
Eye test for David.
We're actually a little closer. The morning gospel shows did very well this morning.
They always do.
We need to do our part.
Yes.
Because if we want to stay on the air, we need to raise some money for the station. So 972-647-1893. There are a couple of other ways that you can pledge. You can call us. You can... they did not include it. I don't know how to text. You text KNON to...
Just call.
Okay.
972-647-1893.
Where's Doc? He knows the number. Or what you can do is you can go to the website,
KNON.org,
click the pledge button, all the premiums. You know, if you do a $40 pledge, you can get a T-shirt or an apron or a cap. Or if you do a higher pledge than that, you can get several other items. 972-647-1893. give us a call. Josh is standing by, Doc's standing by, and that is one thing when you call KNON, as opposed to those other stations, you're actually calling the station, you're not calling across the country to some call center. You're calling people who volunteer here at the station and care about the station very much. So 972-647-1893, or go online, pledge online, just make sure that you write Lambda Weekly.
Or LW, or that queer show, or
that gay show, whatever.
The best
talk show of
the late
Dallas.
Patty Fink.
Yeah.
Any of those, it'll get to us. Or you can text us. Text KNON to I don't remember what. We'll get it by the end of the
show.
Candy is our guest today. We always talk about all kinds of gay issues when she is here. And the issue that we're talking about today, because of the Supreme Court hearing several weeks ago, we thought we'd talk about marriage. Now, you know, marriage is certainly an issue that people go to counseling for. I'm sure that's a huge portion of your practice.
Right.
But here's my opposite question. We don't know if we can get married yet. There was a hearing. It was very nerve-wracking listening to it. And now we have to wait several months to find out if they're going to rule in our favor. What does that do to somebody?
Well, you know, for us, it's very exciting. It is a little anxiety-producing, but more than that, it is exciting. Marriage, for all people, is so close you can smell it. So I think we're all very, very excited about it, and we're very positive about it. Not so much the Texas legislature. Not so excited about that. But we are very excited about the Supreme Court decision. And I, for one, will be very disappointed if everything stays the same. Mm-hmm. I would just be shocked.
Mm-hmm. I would,
well,
too.
Well, yeah, what does it do for someone or for a couple who, when they have a time sensitive issue? Because
Of life-changing...
Yeah, and their partner's about to be deported out of the country, or, God forbid, one of the partners is sick.
Yeah, yeah. Those are big problems. And the decision cannot come soon enough for those people. And that's very anxiety-producing. I kind of liken it to being on the wait list for a transplant, you know, an organ transplant. It feels that serious to us. We don't want our partner of many years to be deported back to a country that they don't want to go to and we don't want to go to. If our partner is ill, very ill, we want to do that. We want to commit to that relationship.
Would you like to comment on our attorney general who just sued the federal government on the one issue that everybody agrees on, and that's that same-sex partners should have the right to visit their partner in the hospital. And he's suing in order to prevent that. What kind of a sick is he?
Yeah.
I just pushed the bleep button. Because I can't...
You know, I think about those kind of people, David. I really do. I think about those people that are so vehemently against equal rights for everyone. I try to figure what that is. You know what?
They're not equal rights if everybody doesn't have them.
That's right. That's right. One of the things I think about is that I wonder where they are with their own sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
If they are hiding something, because I'm just taking a guess, but I'd say 75% to 80% of the people don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't impact them in any way. They just go on with their lives. But there are some people that it is just the bee in their bonnet. So to me, it's either that they haven't reconciled whatever their sexual orientation is, or that maybe their spouse left them because, you know, they weren't with the right gender, or that someone abused them sexually that was of the same, something horrific enough to make them hang on to that hatred like that.
I don't understand why the Texas GOP, and it's expressed throughout all of their offices, the offices across the state that they hold, they're obsessed with gay people and women's private parts, lady parts. They're just obsessed. I mean, that's not normal.
Well, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say I don't think politicians are normal. I'm just going to say that. I just think we should give them all psychological testing because there's something really wrong there. Their main concern is getting reelected. Mm-hmm. That's an easy call for me. The one that David brought up is not that easy. But someone who has to get reelected and they're a GOP person and they're in the South, mm-hmm. you know.
Hating on the gays and the women.
Yeah, and the next thing it'll be, I don't know, something else that they can really, you know, get elected from. And or in a religious context, fill the coffers. But that's an easier call for me than people that are just downright mean to us.
You know, and if you were to ask hospitals have the attitude that if there's somebody there with the patient, it takes time off the nurse. Actually, a nurse can cover more people. Then you're saving money. Doesn't that make sense that you want a significant other there in the hospital with that
person.
And
it also plays an important role to the person's recovery. It puts them in good spirits if they have a loved one sitting next to them.
Sure.
But what hospitals are concerned about is HIPAA. And if they can get in trouble for letting out information that they're not supposed to let out, that's where their focus is, mm-hmm. is staying in business. It should be helping people. It really should be helping people. And maybe the people on the floors really do want to help people. But by and large, the rules they have to follow are about CYA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it's about.
But, you know, I worked clinically in a hospital for many years, and regardless of the privacy concerns, having someone at the bedside with a patient for hours at a time is a relief, I think, to staff because they know that, you know, like just if you're laying there, regardless of what's happened to you or why you're in that bed at the time, you know, just reaching to get a glass of water, to sip of water is, you know, a stretch, literally, for some people who have nobody there. And it's on the table and the table's moved a little
bit.
And
the nurse has to make a trip, just here's a sip of water, go back, go to the next one. Those are all things that the person sitting there takes care of for the patient.
And just having somebody there.
The nurse will say, you are so good to be here. Mm-hmm. You are so good to be taking care of this person. Why don't you go stop for a minute, go downstairs, get something to eat, take a break, mm-hmm. and come back. I mean, they're not only appreciative of what someone does, but they're aware of the toll that it takes mm-hmm. to be a caregiver. The nurses are saints, in my opinion. Were you a nurse?
No.
Well, you're a saint anyway.
Oh, well, thank you anyway.
She's really not. It is Pledge Drive. I've known Patty for years. It is Pledge Drive, and you can text a pledge in to us. You text KNON to 56512.
Who knew?
That's 56512. Well, I did. Last week, we even did a whole thing for the camera that will be up online later this week. You can make a pledge online. You can go to KNON.org and click the pledge button. All the premiums are there. It'll tell you, you know, for a $40 pledge, you get this. For a $100 pledge, you get something else. Or you can just call us, and that's how most of our pledges come in, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And if you're...
I keep doing that, this pledge drive, where I get to the 647, and I'm... And I have to look for the number.
It's just a matter of years, David. Excuse me. I was going to say, if you want to pledge and you haven't experienced it before, we can just take you through really, really quickly what those steps will be like. You'll call the number, which is 972-647-1893. Doc or Josh or Chris will answer the phone. They'll welcome you to the show. And thank you for calling in to pledge. And then they'll take some information from you, like some name and address and stuff. And if you want to pay by credit card, we can go ahead and do that over the phone. Or if you want to pledge and send a check later, we can get information to send a little card reminder to you, and you can send in your pledge. And then you talk to Doc or Josh or Chris about what pledge premium you'd like. Or if you'd like to set up a bank draft, we can get some information so someone from the station can call you back and set that up. And it just takes a few minutes. And these are super guys on the phone. You'll enjoy talking to them. They're right here in the studio with us. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. Please consider pledging today.
And we're coming to the end of pledge drive, and we do have to hit our goal. So we just keep going until we hit the goal. If we hit it today or tomorrow, that would be one of the fastest pledge drives that we've had since we do it this way, where we have to hit the goal. So we're doing real well as a station. We're doing real poorly as a show. So give us a call. Help us make our goal this time. We don't have that much more to do, but we need a few $100s
yeah,
today.
Yeah, so every little bit counts.
972-647-1893. We're talking to Candy Markham today. We're talking some marriage issues. With marriage, we were just saying, you know, some things are time sensitive. You know what? Let's take our break.
Yeah.
Because we're coming up on our break. 972-647-1893. This is a great time for you to call and make your pledge.
Hi, this is Patty Fink, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON-FM.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Lauren Landis. With the traffic you were in, you weren't so late.
No, I came west on Northwest Highway, so don't travel west.
So you did drive across the median in order to get off the Northwest Highway.
I busted a U-ey, as we say.
Good.
Over the median and went the other direction and wove my way here.
Well, good. We always like it when Patty drives illegally in order to avoid having to leave her home 5 minutes earlier. Today is pledge drive. We do need you to call. Phones didn't start ringing during the break.
And I wanted to remind everyone, we do have premiums that fits just about every budget out there. We have some great ones, ranging from, I've never seen this one before, we have Frisbees. Mm-hmm. We have KNON and Frisbees, and the weather, even though it's been a little damp lately, it will clear up. It's going to be great Frisbee weather, and that's for a premium of only $25. Even guitar picks, that's a new one. So if you play the guitar, why not strum it with KNON picks? I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Or if you collect them.
That's true, too. And, of course, there's always the dependable, Patty's favorite, the apron.
Yes, yeah. The apron rocks. And, it's coming up on summer, so a big one should be the concert folding chair.
Yes.
You can get one for $100, two for $150 pledge. And they're fantastic. They have a little cup holders. You can take them, sling them over your shoulder, and take them to outdoor concerts, which we'll have plenty of in Dallas this summer.
Do you know, last week Aaron was here, and it was just Aaron and me because these mothers didn't want to come to the studio last week.
It was Mother's Day.
Yes.
And I guess I'm a mother, which we'll get to that in a
we'll
minute.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But so Aaron and I were talking, and I said, okay, Aaron, make your $40 pledge so that you can get Patty another apron.
We have quite a few.
Yes, I know. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Or text your pledge. Text KNON to 56512. Or go to KNON.org and click the pledge button. We're talking to Candy Markham. We're talking just some marriage issues, because marriage seems to be right around the corner in Texas, we think.
Fingers crossed.
And when we have optimism, the reason that we're saying this is most people who study the Supreme Court in October lifted stays in a number of states, and it expanded marriage equality to 37 states. We were at like 18 or something. Now we're at 37. And that's because they lifted these stays. It seems like it would just be real cruel if they lifted the stay and then 6 months later said, oops, sorry. It just doesn't seem sensible. So we're optimistic. So in planning this, Lauren, go to the question that you were just talking about.
Oh, about my Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Well, last week was Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And Danny and I just get tickled because for about the past 3 or so years on Mother's Day, we always get happy Mother's Day texts.
Really?
Our calls, yes. And we, it's like, it's kind of cute, but, we're not women. And, before the show. It's not that it's offensive, because I think it's...
I think it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I think it's just a benevolent gesture. You know, they're saying happy Parents Day. It's what they're saying in general. But I just wonder how some of, you know, you can call us and tell us if you're a gay man out there. If you get the same thing, what do you think about that?
But Candy, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, my first thought when I was listening to LaRon say that earlier before the show started is that a sexist variable is in there. And in particular, I think, for gays and lesbians. And what I had said was that, and this isn't universal, but it is a thread that runs, that gay men may have a concern that they're not butch enough for the world, and lesbians may feel that they are too butch for the world. And so if someone was to send a man a Mother's Day card, and they're not gay, that might be offensive, but if they are gay, it might be, oh no, you know, am I not male enough? And the same with a woman. If I got a Happy Father's Day card, I might think, well, now, wait a minute.
I'm not that butch.
Though I do say to Carolyn, who's your daddy? Mm-hmm. But still, I think there is some sexism there.
Right.
But as you do, I love that your family and friends texted you that, because they are seeing you all as a family.
Yeah.
And this is a family holiday. And even people whose mothers are deceased, when they go to church, they wear a white rose if their mother is deceased. Is that how it goes? And a red rose if she's alive, or vice versa. You might call in and tell me if I've got it right or wrong.
And Patty wears a black rose.
No. My mom's deceased. So.
But still, we honor our mothers. And... many times in a relationship, one of the parents is more nurturing than the other, whether it's a heterosexual marriage or a gay marriage. It's not a gender thing. Mm-hmm. It's just some people are, you know, your father might have been much more nurturing than your mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think it's wonderful that you all celebrate, or you don't, but you're getting celebrated for Mother's Day. I love that.
Yeah.
Wait, so, you know, there used to be this term in the lesbian community for someone who was femme and butch, kind of in between. No, kiki. You're kind of kiki, you know, like in between. Not really butch, not really femme. Is there any sort of word like that for gay men?
Not that I know of.
We just, you know, you butch or queen. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Top or bottom.
Okay. Wow, I guess we won't go on to
We don't
that,
have lipstick gays. We don't have lipstick gay men.
No, we don't. Yeah.
So. Okay, just checking.
Yeah. Okay, you know, with marriage approaching, there are a number of issues that come up. You talked about marriage right now. It's time sensitive for some people. Mm-hmm. Their partner might be facing... a terminal illness, and a number of the marriage equality cases that were ruled generally just for that one person, and in fact the one couple in Texas who married, and she's doing very well right now, Sarah Goodfriend, but they were allowed by a judge to get married in Texas because of cancer.
Right.
Yeah, and what do you do? Now, on the other hand, we don't necessarily have the same pressure to get married.
You and me?
Well, especially you and me. I think the younger generation might have a little bit more pressure.
I think the younger generation takes for granted they should have that right.
Mm-hmm.
And so they fall in love. They want to get married, and boom, there it is. You know, but in our day, it was we just need to survive AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what our deal was.
Well, but they're not also not having – we also don't have that same kind of pressure about, you know, having – fumblings in the back seats of cars, mm-hmm. where suddenly there's a pregnancy and
right.
you know, a shotgun wedding, so to speak, where you have to get married because you're 3 months pregnant or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really don't have a lot of that.
And that is a significant difference. Mm-hmm. I think that is a significant difference, and it buys us time, and you know, on one hand, it's good to have time to kind of think things through. On the other hand, it's just good to pull the trigger and do it and then figure out how are we going to get along for the rest of our lives, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, here's another pressure. What do you think about when in gay relationships when you have one partner who wants to get married, now that it is legal in most states, and one partner that does not?
And again, I think that relates to it because we didn't grow up with the idea that we'd ever actually ever be able to get married. It wasn't even on our radar.
Mm-mm. You all.
Yeah, younger generation.
Young people like,
definitely on ours.
Young people like LaRon thought
true.
Maybe we will be able to in 40 years when he was, you know, a young kid. But LaRon's generation thought maybe, and this generation now
it's
is thinking it's... Oh, you still can't get married in Texas?
Right.
What's
right.
that about?
That's surprising
yeah.
to people. Or you can get fired for being gay or lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I don't see that as just a gay issue. I see that as a people issue, mm-hmm. that I'll have two people come in for counseling. Sometimes they will call it premarital counseling. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times what it's about is let me put out the issues, the couple says, that are going on with us, and let's see what we can do. In our context, I don't think there's more age difference couples than there are in the heterosexual context. I think a lot of older people like younger people and younger people like older people. But when those two get together, the older person is usually the one that does not want to get married. Why is that?
I think because never thought about it.
No, there's 5 million reasons, and it's all money.
Oh, all the money issues. They had
right,
families already.
I don't want to share my money with you,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know? So, and it doesn't matter, you know, in what heterosexual context or gay context. There's ways around that.
But I think there's more to it than that. It might come down to money. But I've known people who are older who've been in straight relationships, been married, had children, and even done that once or twice. And I think a lot of people are really kind of gun-shy to making a commitment because they've been through so many breakups that have been really difficult.
Right. And that's not – and that's just not sexual orientation issue.
Right.
That's a people issue.
Well,
no one gets married thinking, you know, this might last 2 or 3 years. No one does that. And so even though eventually, you know, maybe you're the one that wants out of it, it feels bad. You feel like you failed. It didn't work out. So the next time I get involved with someone, and it hurts, I'm just going to put in 1 foot.
Mm-hmm.
And marriages hardly work when you have both feet in them. But I think people get hurt, really, really hurt, when they break up, and they try to find ways to have a relationship and it be safe. And there aren't many ways to do that.
So when you have one party that wants to get married and the other one does not, do you think that's a deal breaker?
That's funny, because I want to say yes and no. They're in therapy, and so I think we can look at what that looks like, and usually that will look like someone making a concession, a huge concession. For instance, you know, I've been married, my kids are all grown, I've done the deal, I don't want any more kids. You know, I marry someone who's like 28. They want to have kids.
Right.
I mean, you can't just kind of have kids. You either have kids or you don't mm-hmm. have kids. And if that relationship turns into a marriage, that means somebody changed their mind, and maybe not willingly.
I just want to remind people it is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Phone's not ringing right now. And we really want to finish up this Pledge Drive. I don't think it'll go into next Sunday at all, but I want it to end today.
Right, yeah.
I don't know about you, but some of my favorite shows are on during the week, and I want them uninterrupted. So if you were thinking of making a pledge today, right now is the time to do it, 972-647-1893. You know, the expenses to run KNON, it's $54,000 a month, but our expenses really are very low. We don't have big salaries. We don't have the DJs are all volunteer. one of the biggest expenses, or the biggest expense, is the tower lease. You know, we're at 55,000 watts, so we're renting that space up there on the tower, $4,600 a month, and we need to. Phone is ringing. You know, and we need to do our share to help make sure that. The station is still going. 972-647-1893. Candy, we were just talking about...
We were just talking about marriage and when one partner wants to and the other one does not. Is that... I guess there's... I was going to say is that a legitimate reason to call it to break up. But I know within heterosexual relationships, I know several girls who pretty much have given their... Now, husband's ultimatums. If you don't, we don't get married or you don't propose, it's over with. How does that really happen in gay relationships? I don't know if it ever has.
Well, yeah, I mean, it happens in relationships, period. And what happens if they come to therapy, we look and see what those issues are. Like I said, it could be about having children or not having children. It could be that I'm just afraid to commit again. You know, why ruin a good thing? When you can talk through things and be really honest and be really open, you get closer. And when that happens, things work out, can be worked out. I would say by the time they get to see me, that probably 50% of the time the relationship works out, 50% of the time it doesn't. But that doesn't mean it didn't work out. Maybe they needed to go on. But it is, there's a decision is made. They don't linger anymore. It's done. And, of course, you know, I root for people to get married, so I kind of lean toward that edge.
Says the woman who's not married.
Well, she's probably holding out like we are,
yeah,
for Texas.
For Texas.
Let's get married in Texas.
Yeah.
I can't announce it yet, but I have my date already set.
Woo-hoo. Do you really?
Yeah, and it's bad luck to announce it before we know it's legal, so I can't say anything. But yes, we have our date already.
So Brian said yes?
Brian, do you know, neither of us proposed. We had kind of this odd idea we started talking about, and we decided, yeah, that'll work.
You didn't genuflect?
No.
Oh, David, wow.
We first started talking about it on a dark platform. Is that romantic enough for you?
That's pretty cool.
Okay,
I think that's pretty cool.
No, but it'll be neat. One of the reasons that people don't want to get married, you were saying, is because of a fear of commitment. I know so many people who – I know a number of people who've been together 20, 30 years, and they're, well, maybe we will, maybe we won't. They don't have a fear of commitment.
How do you know?
But that's a – but,
well, but they've been together –
But when you get married,
you know?
That's a different kind of commitment.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. It's a legal commitment.
Everybody has said once they get married, wow, that really did make a difference. It did. You've said that.
Everybody says it makes it feel different.
When you're, for lack of a better term, shacking up for 20 or 30 years.
Like Candy is doing.
Like Candy is doing. One can easily walk. For whatever
reason. I'm
sharing
my life with another person.
Right. When you get legally married, it's a different ballgame.
No, it is.
Yeah, that's a different kind of commitment.
But there are a lot of gay couples out there today who are like, I'm not going to participate in the heteronormative patriarchy, of marriage. It's like they don't want to do that marriage thing because it's such a straight thing.
And that's okay. That's their choice.
And at least they would have a choice to say yes or no.
Right.
Now they don't have it.
They don't want any marriage at all. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And you know, and there are straight people like that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the point is you have the choice. You have the right to say yes or no. And if both of those people feel that way, isn't that a good match?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
It's when it's when one person feels one way and one feels the other that you got conflict.
I want to take a minute to just say thank you to Chris. Thank you to Mike for your pledges. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by.
They are standing by.
Mm-hmm. Literally, they're standing. See, that's the other thing. That other station, when they would televise their pledge drives,
they were sitting. Yeah.
We don't even have chairs here at KNOA.
Yeah, Josh, Chris is leaning by.
We just don't waste money here. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, no chairs for our pledge drive people.
Keep them on their toes. 972-647-1893.
That's 972-647-1893. Or you can text your pledge to 56512, and we'll hear about that next week, but the station will get it by Monday and help end the pledge drive early this week,
yes.
which is my goal.
And if you're listening later, because you know on Lambda Weekly you can listen now or listen later, listen live or listen later. If you're listening later and you're listening to the podcast in whatever form, whether it's audio or video, and it's Wednesday or Thursday, you can still pledge. Mm-hmm. You can go to knon.org and fill out the form. There's a little button there that says pledge. And you could fill it out right there. I just put LW or that gay show.
Just Lambda Weekly. Nice
Lambda
and easy.
Weekly.
We need to take a break. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with LaRon Landis and the not so late, considering she was stuck in traffic, Patty Fink.
This is Raphael McDonald from Resource Center Dallas. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And thank you, Raphael. And this is Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Patty and LaRon. And we're talking to Candy Markham. She is a counselor. We're talking about marriage issues.
Yes. Right. And Patty had a...
Yeah, I was just going to bring up the situation that occurred with my cousin and her partner. They've been together for 24 years. When I officiated at their wedding last summer in San Francisco.
Because Patty is a genuine reverend? Pastor.
Minister.
Minister. Thank you.
Right. I am. Mm-hmm. I did the whole 2 minutes online because I wanted to make it, as it turns out, in California, anybody can marry any, mm-hmm. Can officiate at a wedding. But I went ahead and kind of made it official. When they went to get married, they've had a situation where one of them, their parents, is absolutely not condoning of their relationship, even though they've been together 24 years. And the other's parents, one is deceased and the other one has been supportive until we mentioned marriage. And then suddenly it's a new deal. Well, as it turned out, we ended up being, I was the only family member for either of them at the wedding. Mm. But they had a reception several weeks later when we came back to Texas, and they sent out invitations to their extended family on both of their sides. And one of them, her parents were really kind of like not wanting to even tell the family that it was taking place. They were kind of ashamed that they were getting married and asked, don't tell anybody else. Well, she's like, screw it. I'm sending it to my family members, and I'm going to send an invitation to come to this reception. And lo and behold, we get to the reception, and there are people from both sides of the families there, but not the parents.
Either one.
And they didn't just show up. They showed up with bells on. I mean,
that's awesome.
You know, and it really embraced them. One brought a bagpipe band.
That's more than bells.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And so there's a different kind of pressure, I think, on those parents who kind of shun their kids and their marriage. While other family members, you know, fully embraced them, celebrated with them, thought it was a wonderful thing, and enjoyed it. You know, enjoyed being part of it.
You know, that's a story that has almost a happy ending. But also, because it happened that way, it gives the three parents, there's two on one side and one on the other, it gives them an opportunity, it gives them an opening to come forward because both of their families embraced it. And that helps with shame. Mm-hmm. And what it is, the parents were so full of shame, and the shame being... that I produced a gay child. Mm-hmm. There's something wrong with me. And then to find out that the family doesn't care because, as I said before, most people don't care. But it really does give them an opportunity to come forward. Now, after having said all that, I still think it's so sad. It's so very sad because we want our parents to love us.
And to love who we love.
Yes, right. Yes. And to be happy for us.
I'm curious, did they have any inkling before they even invited their parents that would be the response from them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they knew?
They knew.
Okay.
I think certainly the one with both parents still alive did. But, you know, the other maybe not. And so much less, too, with siblings. I think there was a surprise there for one of them with a sibling who was, I'm not going to do that.
Who did show up or didn't show up?
Didn't.
Was it the oldest child in
Might
the family?
Might be.
Usually the oldest child, what they're known for is following the family tradition, keeping the family traditions. So that probably would be the most conservative child.
I'll have to check that out.
I'm just curious because I knew where my dad stood, and I did not invite him.
Right, and that caused a ruckus,
and
too.
Again, and I was a little surprised when he was really upset about it.
Yeah, what was he upset about?
Because I didn't...
You didn't invite him so he could say no?
Exactly, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally said to me, he goes, that was my decision to make. And I said, well, I knew what your decision was going to be. So I didn't even want to give you that leverage.
But the other part of what comes with marriage are children.
Yes.
And they have so completely reconciled, he's the greatest grandfather.
He is.
So, still not a great... But he's still not a great father, but
right.
great grandfather.
That was Gabrielle's doing, not Laurent.
Not Laurent, so it's true. So, Laurent, you don't need to take any. You know, and on the other hand, when the Supreme Court heard the decision, I just put something on Facebook that Brian and I have even thought about possibly getting married when this is all over. And I heard from all of my relatives, what's the date? Do we need to start buying airline tickets yet? So, you know, that's the other part of how families are supportive. A number of people are just, who, and these are all straight relatives, just very excited that, now
it's
David can participate in something that we've had.
Well, it's not. Yeah. It's about that they love you and they think you should have the same rights that they have.
Sure.
Everyone should be able to get married.
Mm-hmm.
What is more conservative than love?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
You know, but with my family, to any wedding or family event, I've always been invited with somebody.
Uh-huh.
I've never been, you know, well, just David. It's never been that way.
Speaking of conservatives, I wanted to bring up something that's happened in the last few days.
Can we before we do that?
Pledge drive.
Pledge drive. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by. One of the ways that you can pledge to KNON, you can become an elite music sponsor. You get a pair of tickets to every KNON benefit for an entire year. And KNON has 40 to 50 shows a year. And in fact, we have one. We'll probably announce it next week. We have a show coming up that'll benefit us in about a month. We're your live music radio station, and we play great music on your radio and bring great music to local stages. Don't miss any of our shows with the Elite Music Sponsor Package. It is for $500. You get two tickets. Your name is at the door at every event. And with a lot of these events, there's food.
Places.
From great places around town. So you are getting such a bargain with that $500 pledge.
And you don't even have to worry about tickets. Your name is on the list.
All
you have to do is show up to the event with the two of you together, go up and check in and walk through. You don't even have to keep up with tickets or anything. Just show up.
And if you were to pay to go to a lot of these events, they're $50. So if you go to 10 of them, you've made your money back.
That's just 40 or 50.
Yeah, and if you were to go to this event and go out to dinner, you're really making your money back because you just can't beat this. So it sounds like a lot of money up front. For $500, an elite music sponsor, you can go to all the KNON shows. And we have a lot of great shows, and we have a lot of people who are very loyal to going to all of them. It's like, oh, KNON's putting on another show. Well, we have one coming up that'll be unlike most of the other KNON shows, to say the least. But it'll be a fun show. We have a great new volunteer who's putting together some stuff for us. We had a let me just give the number again because the phone's not ringing. 972-647-1893. We have a conservative.
Yes. Earlier this week, this last week, we had the last day that any bill originating in the Texas House could be passed, and they had the House calendar. Ran all week, and on it was this House Bill 4105, which was so vile. It was introduced by Cecil Bell Jr. from Magnolia, Texas, who wanted to basically say any state employee at county level or whatever could not issue or recognize a same-sex marriage license, even after and particularly after the Supreme Court makes
basically this law would, if it had passed, the law would say we're not going to listen to a Supreme Court ruling.
Right. We're
exempt.
We're exempt. We're going to opt out of the Supreme Court rulings.
As if that's possible.
Right. It's so. But the problem is that even they could put all that stuff in the bill itself, we still have to litigate it in order to move forward.
Right.
So, and that's expensive. It takes time. It just means we would be last. We'd be number 50. You know, all of that. Well, I say the Democratic House members are just phenomenal. They chubbed, which is the term. They just talked and talked and talked.
It's kind of like filibustering.
About all the other bills ahead of it.
It's not really filibustering, but it's like filibustering.
It is.
It's slowing down the calendar.
Down. Right. And they chubbed this bill to death, literally. This bill did not pass. It didn't even come up. But now that
I heard some of the questions that they were asking, and they were hysterically funny because they were so dumb.
Oh, Aaron texted me at one point when Jessica Farrar was speaking with Representative Alvarado, who was wearing like a green and blue blouse. She says, "Are you aware that your blouse is green, blue, and a 2/3 sleeve?" Because they were asking these other questions, you know, just to, that wasn't a true one, but, you know, that was pretty darn close to what they were talking about. But they were very successful, and the House Republicans got very upset about that, and they wanted to pass this bill. So instead, they can still do so. They can attach it to another bill, but it has to be germane.
And ignoring the Supreme Court isn't germane to anything.
No, it's not. It's not. And we just hope that doesn't happen. But what they did was they wrote a letter, and 93 of the 98 House Republicans signed it. And it turns out that a former Dallas City Council member who is now a Republican in the Texas House, who we had really, as a community, understood to be a very big supporter of us.
We had a good relationship with
Very good relationship with her, Linda Koop, in House District 102. It turns out she signed this letter.
Her brother is gay.
Her brother is gay, yes.
How could she do that?
We've just been shocked, and we've been talking about it on Facebook, and like this is just blows me away. And what really blows me away is that Jason Villalba, who's my rep,
didn't sign.
He refused to sign, and I thought for sure he would be on the list, and Linda Koop would not be.
Mm-hmm.
But there he was on the list of five who did not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really kind of taken aback. And what further yesterday was I did some comments along with many others from the Dallas community on her Facebook page, her campaign political Facebook page, and we were repeatedly deleted.
Mm-hmm.
Which is her office
is doing damage control.
They are. They deleted all the comments, and people put them on, and you can go there now. You can put a comment on, and
it'll be gone. And do you know one way we can do damage control? You can call 972-647-1893.
Smooth,
that's
David. That's
972-647-1893. It is Pledge Drive, and we need a couple hundred dollars more to help make our goal. Each show has its own goal, but we need, just a few thousand dollars more to make the station's goal, and we would love to do that. So if you'd like to make a $14,000 pledge, you can get an awful lot of t-shirts. We will send them by the carton.
It is.
972-647-1893. Support Gay and Lesbian Radio. We've been here for 32 years discussing issues in a way that you don't hear them discussed on other radio stations, and in a way that you don't see them in print. In other words, our discussions are a little bit bizarre.
And if you're really upset about someone like Linda Koop who signed this letter, you know, call in with your pledge and tell us this is in honor of equality or for fairness. You know, we can write our own letters and support who we want. And if you support KNON and thereby support Lambda Weekly, you're making just as big a statement as Linda Koop is by putting her name on silly letter.
972-647-1893. Give us a call or text KNON to 56512, or go to the website knon.org and click the pledge button. One of the things, and we started talking about this a little bit, one of the things that people are expected to do in a marriage is you combine your checking accounts, especially young people marrying. Now, we know you will never do that.
Yeah,
but
We don't either.
Are there other? Yeah, and
oh, you don't.
No.
And we tried, and God, that was a disaster.
So I'm really the oddball out there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You are.
Are there other things that maybe we'll do in marriage a little bit differently, or is that a generational thing?
You know, I think I don't see it as a generational thing. I see it as, when you fall in love for the very first time, you think this is going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you don't think about two checking accounts. You think about, let's have one checking account and let's have a child, which is what you did.
Gina, Ron, you're so stereotypical.
I do want to point out they got married before they got pregnant.
Yes.
We did.
See, there you
we
are.
Did.
Old
fashioned. But I think. It also has to do with what I said before, which is getting hurt, and that this time I'm not going to get hurt. Most people do not marry the first person they fall in love with. Some people do, but most people do not.
But I'm curious. You and your partner have not had previous marriages, so why the separate checking accounts? And same for you. I know Aaron's been married before.
With them, it's not separate checking accounts. It's separate restaurant bills.
Right. I know. So I'm curious
and
about this, because that doesn't apply to you all.
But not being married before doesn't mean we haven't had relationships before.
Well, that's
right.
True.
We've had partnerships before, so there you have it.
Okay. Can we say gun charge?
And, you know, to follow all of that, we moved in together 6 months after dating. 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay, but how long have you been together total now?
Well, in June the 15th, it'll be 29 years.
Okay, I
Woo!
Think that's enough time to finally get Woo! Joint checking accounts.
Nope. Nope, it won't.
Okay, and Patty?
Hey, it's working. Hey, it's
that's
working.
True. That's true. Right. It's working. That's true.
It worked for 29 years.
But that's I think true. That's more prevalent in the gay and lesbian community probably than in the straight community.
Well, you would think that. I have a couple that
I mean, there's no
they
way
were
to know,
both a little
but, right.
older when they married, but it was their first marriage, mm-hmm. each of them. They were in their early 30s, I think. And both very independent, both had their own careers. And I was counseling the female, and I was really talking to her about marrying their money. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to do it.
Right.
You know, and he wanted her to do it. And now, turns out he's making as much as she is, so now it's an issue. I mean, money is always an issue.
Sure.
It's a power struggle.
And if we are talking about legal marriage, once and if you do it, doesn't really matter if you have separate accounts
anyway.
No,
it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
Unless you do a prenup.
Right. We don't have a prenup.
But then too, if in a straight marriage, and I assume is the case too with same sex couples marrying, if you change your name in any way, that could have kind of a thought on it too. But I know a lot of women who maintain their given name.
Absolutely.
Because that's their identity professionally.
Yes. Oh yes.
It's their identity throughout life. And why
children.
Should they change and the other person shouldn't? That's kind of a crazy thought too.
Yeah.
That is that heteronormative patriarchy.
Yes, it
crap,
is.
You know,
and I do feel that one.
Candy, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you for being here again.
My pleasure.
Thank
always.
You.
Thank you. 972-647-1893
is the number. You can still pledge. 972-647-1893. You can text KNON to 56512 or go to KNON.org. Click the pledge button. All the premiums will come up just give us the information. Basically, we need your name, your address, your phone number, and the credit card number. So 972-647-1893 if you want to call us here or just go online or go to your phone and make a pledge to help keep us on the air.
Thank you, Candy. And next week we'll have Texas State House Rep. Celia Israel.
Who really was the hero of this week's thing
chubbing.
That went on. Chubbing. Yes.
Chubbing.
See you next week.
All right.